Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The big problem on the road is still that accident scene in Mildersdrift on the N14 East. The road has been reopened. Traffic is moving very slowly at Beyersnoot Deer Drive, and there are emergency personnel on the scene.
We start with news just in, and Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says four people have been arrested in connection with a food poisoning incident in Naledi, Soweto. Six children died earlier this month after eating snacks from a local spaza shop. Motsoaledi was speaking on the sidelines of the ANC's NEC meeting currently underway in Boksburg.
During that search, they did confess that there is an illegal chemical which they buy from a mall in Johannesburg. And 27 officials visited that mall and they confiscated 1,456 grams of that chemical. And four people were arrested, one man and three women.
Johannesburg Water is appealing to residents to continue saving water as reservoir levels near depletion. The utility warns that water-saving efforts are critical to prevent a potential crisis. And the General Industries Union has called for price controls and higher wages to help workers cope with rising inflation. The union argues without intervention, increasing living costs will continue to erode workers' purchasing power. Now for the latest business news, Aubrey Grobler from PSG Wealth Pretoria East has more.
European markets edged higher today with the French CAC closing 0.1% higher and the German DAX ending the day 0.2% stronger. Mercedes-Benz announced their quarterly results this morning where the company reported a 6.7% decrease in revenue and a 53% decrease in net profit, citing a challenging market environment, particularly in China, as the reason for the weaker results. The share price closed 1.4% lower.
Grobler tells us how some big companies performed in the US.
Moving on to the US, the S&P opened the day 0.9% stronger, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ opened 1.4% higher. In terms of company results today, Deckers Corporation, the owner of the very popular footwear brand Hoka, reported better than expected results yesterday after the market closed. The company reported net sales growth of 20% when you compare it to a year ago. The share price opened 11% stronger.
A dollar is trading at 17 Rand 64, a euro at 19 Rand 11, and a pound at 22 Rand 92 cents. Gold's trading at $2,740.25 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September, and I'll be back at 7 with more news.
Sportberig nou saam met Joe Mann en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie. Wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some cricket news. Spinners Sajid Khan and Noman Ali left England reeling at 24 for 3 after Saud Shakil's fighting 100 put Pakistan ahead in the series deciding third test in Rawalpindi earlier today. England still need another 53 runs to avoid an innings defeat with 7 wickets in hand and 3 days left to play. There's some live cricket on the go at the moment. It's the Momentum Multiply Titans up against Western Province. This one happening at Supersport Park in Centurion. The score after 7.5 four overseas, the Titans on 58 for 1. Luandre Pretorius back in the pavilion. So Rivaldo Munsami and Dayan Khalim has been sent in as a pinch hitter for the Titans with the score at 58 for 1 at the moment. The Lions assistant coach Ricardo Lobsha says that they need to be accurate and disciplined from the start in their top of the table clash in the rugby championship against the Leinster tomorrow. Leinster and the Lions are the only two unbeaten sides left in the competition, but the Irish side of course is top after winning 5 games with bonus points from their 5 matches. The Lions are second placed, but they haven't gotten any bonus points, so they find themselves 7 points off the pace, so to win tomorrow will take them a long way towards getting that top spot. That match kicks off at 6:15 tomorrow. And then other matches happening tonight. The Bulls take on Benetton in Benetton. And